All right, so today we are diving deep into the world of small business SEO. And I'm excited to have you here with me as we kind of unpack this because it can feel really overwhelming, right?
Yes.
Like there's so much information out there and it's like, where do we even begin?
Right.
So to help us navigate this, we've got a fantastic article from Creative Street.
Hmm.
And they are, you know, they really know their stuff. They work with a lot of businesses of all different sizes. And they put together this article called Maximize Your Business Growth with Proven Small Business SEO Services. So I feel like that's exactly what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And one of the things that just jumped out at me when I was reading this is, I mean, I knew this stat before, but when you see it in black and white, it's like, whoa, did you know that like over half of all website traffic comes from organic search?
It's a lot. Yeah.
That's huge.
Uh-huh.
So if we're not tapping into that as a small business, we're like missing out on like a huge chunk of potential customers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about, like, I think even before we get into the tips, like, what even is SEO? Like, can you break it down for us in, like, really simple terms? Like, what are we talking about when we say SEO?
Yeah, search engine optimization. Really, it's just about making your website more visible in search results. So when people go to Google or Bing or whatever search engine they're using and they type in a search, you want your business to show up, preferably at the top. Right?
Yeah.
As high up as possible.
And this is different than like paid ads, right?
Exactly. This is organic traffic, which means you're not paying for those clicks.
So it's like you're getting, you know, free traffic essentially coming to your website, which is amazing.
Right. And the beautiful thing about it, especially for small businesses, is it really levels the playing field.
So like a small business can actually compete with like the big guys, right?
Absolutely. It's a way to punch above your weight online, you know?
Okay. I love that. And it's interesting because, like you said, it's not just about cost effectiveness, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are other benefits to SEO. Like, I know reading through the Creative Street article, they talked about a bunch of different benefits. So, like, what are some of those other things that small businesses can benefit from when they're really focusing on their SEO?
Yeah, so cost effectiveness is a big one, but definitely not the only one. You also have things like, you know, increased brand awareness, right? When you're showing up higher in search results, more people are seeing your business, and that leads to more people becoming aware of you, even if they don't click on your link right away.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You're also improving the user experience on your website, which, you know, makes visitors happy and encourages them to stay longer and explore.
Right, because if it's a pain to navigate or it loads slowly, people are going to bounce, right?
Exactly. And all of that actually feeds back into your SEO because Google can tell that people are enjoying your site and staying on it.
So it's kind of like, you know, a virtuous cycle, right?
It is, yeah. And then, of course, there's the competitive edge you get. You know, if you're a small business and you're ranking higher than your bigger competitors, that's a huge win.
Yeah.
And that's all because of SEO.
Okay. I'm totally sold on the benefits.
Yeah.
But I think where people get kind of stuck is like, okay, that all sounds great, but what do I actually do?
Right.
Where do I even begin?
Yeah.
So before we get into the, I guess what I'm thinking of like as kind of like the treasure map, right?
Yeah.
Like the steps to follow. The article talks about understanding your audience. So can you talk about that a little bit? Why is that so important?
Yeah. And you would think, okay, you're a small business. You know who your customers are, right? But sometimes it's worth digging a little bit deeper, especially for your online audience, right? Like, what are their demographics? What are their pain points? What are they searching for online?
And how do we even figure that out? Like, how do we get into the minds of our potential customers?
Well, there are some great tools out there. Google Analytics is one that comes to mind. That can give you a wealth of data about who's visiting your website, what they're looking at, where they're coming from.
Okay. So it's like peeking behind the curtain a little bit.
Exactly.
So like, for example, let's say, let's say you're running a small handmade jewelry business.
Right.
Right. And you think you know your customer, but then you dig into Google Analytics and you realize, oh, wow, like most of my customers are actually like women between the ages of 25 and 45. And they're really interested in like sustainable and ethical fashion.
Right.
Like that changes things, right? Like how you approach your SEO.
Yeah. You might want to highlight those aspects of your business more prominently on your website.
Right. And use different keywords, right?
Exactly.
Like sustainable jewelry or ethical fashion.
Yep. Those kinds of things.
Okay. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So we understand our audience. Now what?
Well, now, you know, we've got to make sure our website is actually performing well because no one likes a slow website.
No. Especially not these days. People are so impatient.
Right. And if your site takes forever to load, they're just going to go somewhere else, which is obviously not good for your SEO.
So how do we make sure our website is, you know, kind of a lean, mean fighting machine?
Well, image optimization is a big one. Images can be real culprits when it comes to slow load times.
So we're talking about like making sure the files aren't too big and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And there are tools that can help you compress images without sacrificing quality.
Okay, so we're not talking about like making our pictures all blurry and pixelated.
No, not at all.
Okay, good. What else can we do to boost that page speed?
Another good strategy is to use browser caching, which basically means that your website tells visitors' browsers to store certain elements of your website so they don't have to download them every time they visit a new page.
So it's like, you know, giving their browser a little cheat sheet so it can load things faster.
Exactly.
I like that. Are there plugins or things that we can use to do that?
Yeah, there are definitely plugins and tools that can help with that.
Okay, awesome. So we've got our audience insights. We're making sure our website is nice and fast. What's next on our SEO checklist?
Well, next, we've got to think about how our website is structured, like how it's organized and how easy it is for both users and search engines to understand.
So we're talking about like clear menus, making sure the important information is easy to find, that kind of stuff.
That's part of it, yeah. But it also involves things like, you know, using clear and concise language, writing good page titles and descriptions that accurately reflect the content of the page, and making sure we have internal links connecting different pages within our site.
Right. So it's not just about looking pretty.
No, it's got to be functional too.
Yeah, it's got to be user friendly and also, you know, search engine friendly.
Exactly.
So is there a way to kind of like check if we're on the right track with all of that?
There is. Google Search Console is a great free tool that can give you a lot of insights into how Google sees your website.
Wow. So we can actually kind of like peek into Google's brain a little bit.
Kind of, yeah. You can see which keywords are driving traffic to your site, identify any crawling errors, and just get a better understanding of how Google views your website.
Okay, that sounds super helpful. This is a lot to take in, though.
It is, I know.
But we're breaking it down step by step.
Right.
So let's move on to, I think this is where it gets really interesting, keyword research.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm excited to dive into that after the break. So, keywords.
Keywords, yeah.
They're kind of like the magic words that unlock the door to online visibility.
Right, that's a good way to put it.
But seriously, like, what are keywords in the context of SEO, and why are they so important?
So keywords are essentially the words and phrases that people type into search engines when they're looking for something online, whether it's information, a product, a service, whatever they're searching for, they're using keywords to find it.
Okay, so like, if I'm going back to that jewelry business example, like some of my keywords might be like, handmade earrings, unique necklaces, or maybe even something like gifts for her, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Those are all things people might actually type into Google.
Right. And so the goal of keyword research is to identify the keywords that are most relevant to your business and that your target audience is actually using.
Okay. So it's not just about like picking any old keywords.
No, it's got to be strategic.
It's got to be like the right keywords.
Right. You want to find the keywords that have a decent amount of search volume, which means people are actually searching for them.
Yeah.
But they're not so competitive that you'll never rank for them.
So like a small jewelry business probably isn't going to rank for a keyword like jewelry, right?
Probably not.
Because that's like way too broad and way too competitive.
Right. But they might have a better chance of ranking for something like handmade silver earrings or unique beaded necklaces.
Okay. So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Exactly.
But how do we even know like what people are searching for?
Well, there are some fantastic tools out there that can help with keyword research.
The Creative Street article mentioned Ahrefs, Semrush, and Google Keyword Planner.
Yeah, those are all great options. They allow you to see how often a particular keyword is searched, how difficult it would be to rank for that keyword, and they can even give you suggestions for other related keywords.
So it's like having a little research assistant.
Kind of, yeah.
Helping you unearth those golden keywords.
Exactly.
But okay, so we've done our keyword research. We've got this list of amazing keywords. What do we do with them?
Now we got to put them to work.
Okay, how do we do that?
Through content creation and optimization.
So we're talking about like writing blog posts, creating videos, basically creating content that uses those keywords in a natural way, right?
Exactly.
And it can't just be like, you know, shoving those keywords in there a million times.
No, it's going to be natural.
It's got to sound good to the reader, right?
Right, because Google can tell if you're just keyword stuffing.
So it's like, you know, write for humans first, optimize for search engines second.
Exactly. Think about what your target audience is interested in, what questions they have, what problems they're trying to solve, and then create content that addresses those things.
So for our jewelry business, we might write a blog post about, I don't know, like the different types of gemstones and their meanings.
Right.
Or we could create a video tutorial showing people how to care for their jewelry.
Yeah. And naturally, you would use those keywords throughout the content.
But the focus is really on providing value to the reader.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're creating great content. We're using our keywords. Is there anything else we could do to kind of like boost the SEO power of that content?
Yeah, there are definitely some things you can do to optimize your content. For example, you want to make sure your content is easy to read and understand. So using things like headings, subheadings, bullet points, short paragraphs, all of that can make your content more digestible.
So it's not just a wall of text.
Right.
People are going to bounce if they see that.
Exactly. And there are tools out there like Yoast SEO that can help you analyze your content and make sure it's optimized for both readability and search engines.
Okay, that's good to know. So we've got our keywords, we're creating amazing content. What about mobile optimization?
Right, that's another crucial piece of the puzzle.
Because everybody's on their phones these days, right?
Exactly. More and more people are accessing the internet on their smartphones and tablets, so it's absolutely essential to make sure that your website is mobile friendly.
Okay, so what does that actually mean? Like, what do we need to do to make sure our website is mobile friendly?
Well, first and foremost, you want to make sure that your website is responsive, which means that it automatically adjusts to different screen sizes.
So it looks good on a phone, it looks good on a tablet, it looks good on a desktop.
Exactly. You also want to make sure that the text is readable on a small screen, that the images load quickly, and that the overall navigation is easy and intuitive.
Right, because nothing's more frustrating than trying to use a website on your phone, and it's like, you know, you have to zoom in and scroll all over the place.
Right, exactly.
And I know Google's really cracking down on websites that aren't mobile friendly.
Yeah, they are. They've even said that mobile friendliness is a ranking factor.
So if your website isn't mobile friendly, you're going to get penalized in the search results.
That's right.
Okay, so we got to make sure our website's mobile friendly for sure. Now, what about businesses that are really focused on local customers?
Right, so that's where local SEO comes in.
Like our jewelry business, maybe they have a brick and mortar store as well.
Exactly.
So they want to make sure that when people search for, you know, jewelry stores near me, they pop up.
Right, and so local SEO is all about optimizing your online presence so that you show up in those local search results.
Okay, so what are some of the key things we need to do for local SEO?
Well, one of the most important things is to claim and optimize your Google My Business listing.
What is that?
So Google My Business is essentially a free business profile that you can create on Google. It allows you to manage how your business appears in Google search and maps.
So it's like your online storefront.
Exactly.
Okay, so we need to make sure that's all filled out and accurate.
Yep, and up to date.
Oh.
It's also important to make sure that your business information is consistent across all online platforms.
So we're talking about your website, your social media profiles, any online directories you're listed in?
Exactly.
Okay. Consistency is key.
Absolutely.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about understanding our audience, optimizing our website, keyword research, creating great content, mobile optimization, local SEO. Is there anything else we need to know to kind of conquer the world of SEO?
Well, there's one more important piece of the puzzle, and that's backlinks.
Okay, what are backlinks and why were they so important?
So backlinks are links from other websites to your website, and they're important because they act as a vote of confidence in the eyes of search engines.
So it's like other websites are vouching for you.
Exactly.
Okay, but how do we get other websites to link to us?
Well, the best way to earn backlinks is to create high-quality content that other websites naturally want to link to.
So it goes back to content.
Ah, wait.
Create amazing content that people want to share.
Right.
Okay, are there other ways to kind of like get those backlinks?
Yeah, you can also reach out to other websites in your industry and offer to guest blog.
So it's like networking, but in the digital world.
Exactly. And there are tools out there like Arefs and BuzzSumo that can help you analyze your competitors' backlink profiles and identify potential opportunities for building your own backlinks.
Okay, it sounds like backlink building is a whole art and science in itself.
It can be, yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of technical stuff here, but I want to go back to Creative Street for a second. Because their article really resonated with me, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on their approach to SEO.
Yeah, I think they have a really interesting perspective.
What is it about their approach that stands out to you?
Well, they call it slow marketing, which I think is really intriguing.
Slow marketing? What does that even mean?
So it's kind of like the opposite of the quick fix mentality that's so prevalent in marketing today. It's about building long-term sustainable relationships with customers.
I like that.
It's about focusing on quality over quantity, on authenticity over hype.
It's about playing the long game.
Exactly.
And it seems like they've had a lot of success with that approach. I mean, they've worked with some pretty big names.
They have, yeah. HCL Tech, Philips, SBI, Michelin, Ramco Systems. They've got a pretty impressive track record.
They do. And I think it's a testament to the power of, you know, really taking that long-term approach and building those genuine relationships.
I agree.
Okay, so for those of us who are feeling a little overwhelmed by all the technical aspects of SEO, do you think working with an agency like Creative Street could be a good option?
It could be, yeah.
What are some of the benefits of working with an agency?
Well, they can bring a lot of expertise and experience to the table. They can help you develop a customized SEO strategy that's tailored to your specific business goals. And they can also handle a lot of the technical implementation, which can free up your time to focus on other aspects of your business.
Right, because like we said, there's a lot to SEO. It can be pretty time-consuming.
It definitely can be.
And Creative Street even offers a free SEO audit, right?
They do, yeah. That's a great way to get a personalized assessment of your website's current SEO performance.
Okay, so that's definitely something to consider. Okay, I think it's time for us to move on to the final part of this deep dive. But before we do, I just want to take a moment to kind of like recap what we've learned so far about SEO for small businesses.
For sure.
So SEO is essentially about making your website visible to the people who are already searching for what you offer. And it's a multifaceted process that involves understanding your audience, choosing the right keywords, optimizing your website content, building backlinks, and making sure your website is mobile friendly and optimized for local search.
Right, and it's an ongoing process.
You're not a one-time fix.
Definitely not.
It's something that you have to continually work at.
Exactly.
But the rewards can be huge.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back for the final part of our deep dive into small business SEO. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of, I guess what I would call like the technical side of SEO, like the keywords, the optimization, all of that. But I think there's also like a human element to SEO
yeah.
that we need to talk about, right?
Absolutely.
Like at the end of the day, we're not just trying to please algorithms, we're trying to connect with actual people.
Right, real human beings.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we can get so caught up in the technical stuff that we lose sight of that.
Yeah, for sure. So how can small businesses kind of like infuse that human element into their SEO strategy?
Well, I think it starts with the content you create. Instead of just churning out keyword-stuffed articles, focus on creating content that's actually helpful, informative, and engaging.
So like write for humans first and then worry about the SEO stuff later. But how do we make sure that our content is actually, you know, connecting with people?
I think it's about being authentic, being genuine, sharing your expertise, telling stories, connecting with your audience on a personal level.
So it's about letting your personality shine through.
Right, because people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Yeah, I mean, think about the brands you love and why you love them. It's probably because they connect with you on some level, right?
Exactly.
They share your values. They make you feel like you're part of something bigger than just a customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And I think small businesses have a real opportunity to do that.
They do, because they can be more nimble and adaptable. And they're often closer to their customers than larger corporations.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap all of this up, you know, we've talked a lot about the technical side of SEO. But I think it's really important to remember that SEO is ultimately about human connection.
Absolutely.
It's about building relationships, providing value, and creating an online experience that's both informative and engaging.
And remember, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, it's not a one-time fix.
It can continually be learning and adapting.
But the rewards are definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been such a fascinating deep dive into the world of small business SEO. I feel like I've learned so much, and I hope our listeners have too.
Me too.
So to everyone out there who's ready to take their online presence to the next level, we encourage you to start implementing some of the strategies we've talked about today. And remember, even small, consistent efforts can make a big difference over time.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to experiment, learn from your mistakes, and most importantly, have fun with it. Thanks for joining us on this SEO adventure, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.